Hi, I'm Tom Coffin, CEO and president and co-founder of Simply Reliable Incorporated. Welcome to the Smartpreneur Podcast. What's a smartpreneur, you might ask? Well, a smartpreneur, in our opinion, is someone that focuses on working on their business, not just in their business. And our Smartpreneur Podcasts are designed to bring you some relevant information each week about your business and different parts of that business. It could be marketing, it could be workflow, it could be labor, it could be business operations, many things that we'll talk about each week on the podcast. You can also check out our Smartpreneur blog at simplyreliable.com. And of course, our Smartpreneur podcast is brought to you by Simply Reliable, makers of Smart Office and Design Machine, the complete end-to-end solution for business process for systems integrators. So thanks for joining us today, and I hope you enjoy the show. This week on the Smartpreneur Podcast, we welcome Marilyn Sanford. Marilyn is a serial entrepreneur. She founded SmartFX. She founded LinkEdge. She's owned, grown, and sold with Scala, Connected Spaces, and Pacific Tech. And she's a CEDIA fellow. Please welcome Marilyn Sanford. Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good to see you. Appreciate you being with us.
You too.
Well, Smartpreneurs, we're going to talk with Marilyn Sanford today, who's written a new blog on the Smartpreneur blog about effective versus efficient. And we're going to dig a little bit deeper and get some more information about that. Marilyn, would you define for our smartpreneurs effectiveness versus efficiency?
Yep. You know, this I love this subject. This was such an epiphany for me when I connected this dot.
Yeah.
So the best example I ever heard, and it was actually at a course, was if you think about building a road and you think about all the elements that are necessary to build that road. And you got your crew and you got all your parts and all the stuff together and you build it and you build it in time. In fact, better time than ever. It is so incredibly efficient. But then you realize you built it in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
It's not effective.
Right.
And that was such a good analogy. And I sat back and thought about this. And in our industry, you know, when you're sitting in front of the client at the end of a job and you're so excited and happy with what you've done, but you learn from the client that it didn't mean anything to him, that particular additional programming or you know, whatever that deliverable was that was important and exciting you, he'd never understood it, wasn't expecting that, wasn't what he thought the job was going to do. So you felt good about what you'd accomplished, but the client didn't see the value. It wasn't effective. So important to understand that difference.
Absolutely. This is going to really date me, but, you know, when we were first starting to put in touchscreen systems, I think we started off with AMX. And we also did Crestron later on, but we started off with AMX. And CD changers had just started to hit the market, and you were able to read the song titles and stuff like that. And we came up with what we thought was a really cool way to access a spreadsheet, basically, that would put that information on the screen. And I remember showing it to one of our first really big customers, and we had put this in, and, you know, man, it probably cost us an extra 100 hours to get this thing done or something like that. And he goes, yeah, I just put it on random.
Exactly.
Oh, just wasn't effective.
That is that's a great example.
Didn't matter whatsoever. That's great.
Yep.
Let's talk scope of work for a minute. How does an agreed upon scope of work relate to measuring or understanding your team's effectiveness?
Bingo. It is so critical. Look, there are a lot of players, even the smallest company. There's a lot of different moving parts. To get a client, and the job of the salesperson is to actually find out what's important to that client. And the salesperson becomes an emissary. They turn back inward into the company to communicate what that client wants. Do you always remember everything that you're told? Do you remember it correctly? Is it what the client said that now our sales guy's telling the installation group? Is it maybe what he thought was important? Writing a scope of work down, capturing the information that that customer has told you, feeding that back to the customer to make sure that we've collected all the we've heard what was going on, we've got all the right priorities, then taking that back into your team is so important. It's just, you know, we can't, you and I can talk, I can make a commitment to you, I can tell you all sorts of stuff that I'm going to do for you. You will remember some of it correctly, some of it incorrectly, and you won't remember other parts of it. And I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
We're a detailed industry. That scope of work is so important. And in my mind, it doesn't matter how big that job is. It is a critical piece of a successful job with an effective result.
Makes total sense. Makes total sense. You also talk about handoffs. So, in football, if you're watching football and they do a handoff, it's pretty obvious if that handoff goes well or not. But in the world of systems integration, you know, how do you know that the handoff has gone well? How do you make sure that's happened? Can you share some thoughts or ideas on that?
Yeah, again, it's an evolution. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say how long it took for us to actually connect a lot of these dots. But I'm going to start with the end to get to the beginning. And the end is, when you finish that job, when you've trained that customer, when you've collected the money, do you sit down as a team? Do you do a post-job review? Take a look at the scope, take a look at the deliverables, take a look at the bottom line on that job, and identify what needs to shift and change. Because I can guarantee you there will be things that need to shift and change. It's just the process. But the more you nail this scope, the more you nail handoffs through the process, the less problem you'll have at that tail end. So the handoffs we're talking about are the one we talked about in the last question, which was, you know, I am now sales guy, I'm dealing with customer, I need to hand that information off to design and engineering. Maybe design and engineering was involved in that whole process, so I'm bringing that back to the client once the design is done, getting confirmation, and now I'm handing that off to my lead group, my lead production group. And then I'm handing it off to programming at some juncture in time as well. And then that production group, the installation group, and it's never the same guys all the way through because we have different talents, different requirements and different crews. They need to be handing off as well to make damn sure that that's been communicated, that they know where the job is, that they understand what's outstanding. And having a full system to capture deficiencies and progress of the job is important as well. But so are these person-to-person handoffs. We started doing huddles first thing in the morning where we had the crew together. So we had the conversation amongst the crew, and that really helped as well with communications. But handoffs, I think, are critical.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's where a lot of times where the ball is dropped, so to speak.
Yep.
Yep. Well, great. That was good stuff today. The handoffs, the scope of work, and tracking those metrics, all good stuff. Thanks for sharing that with us today.
You're welcome.
And Smartpreneurs, thanks for being with us. You can read this blog if you head over to simplyreliable.com and check out the Smartpreneur blog. And of course, you can watch more of these podcasts. The Smartpreneur podcast is available on our website, simplyreliable.com. You can head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/simplyreliable, or you can watch them on Apple Podcasts. And of course, if you're driving along in your car, you can pop up your favorite podcast software and you can listen to them anywhere. Just search for the Smartpreneur podcast. Thanks for being with us today, and we'll see you next time. Have a great day.